I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Auto Show sales event going on now.
Lately, the practice has been great. Fred did a great change in the way how he goes about it. He's been even tougher. He's been cursing guys out. It's been fun, but I'm enjoying it.
That's Bulls forward Taj Gibson from Shootaround earlier today. The Bulls are back at the UC tomorrow night, where they are 18-10 as they welcome the 10th place Wizards. Pau Gasol missed practice today with the flu and is probable to play in that game tomorrow. The Blackhawks in Nashville skate Thursday on home ice. Marcus Kruger skated today. Marian Hossa is expected to skate later this week. MLB position players reported today in Arizona. The White Sox held their first workout. The Cubs get things started tomorrow. TSN reported today that Jose Bautista asked the Blue Jays for a five-year, $150 million contract. When asked about the report, Bautista said it was false. The 40-year-old hit 40 home runs with 114 RBIs last year for the Blue Jays. NFL, the league may have screwed players out of over $100 million. Players will receive about $50 million of that in return. The salary cap will also increase by $1.5 million in the coming season. The Combine began today. Rich Campbell joins B&B in about an hour for a live report. The Washington Redskins president Bruce Allen confirmed today that RG3 will not return to the team next season. The Wolves lost to Grand Rapids this afternoon 5-0 at Allstate Arena. And here's something you might like, Dan. A couple new burgers available from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. the Class A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I know them well.
The Meat Lovers Pizza Burger. It'll set you back $22. It features four patties sandwiched between slices of pizza.
Nah.
Yep. Then there's the Grilled Cheese Venom Burger. It's four slices of Texas toast, one burger patty, four slices of pepper jack cheese, jalapenos, and sriracha. And it's about $11.
No, I'm still dealing with the Northern Thai sausage from last night. No.
Well, I wasn't giving you one right now to eat.
Oh. Well, you could. I mean, I could try it if you have one on you. No, but thinking about it makes me irpy anyway.
It does?
Yeah, it sort of rekindles the fire.
Why do you do that to yourself?
It's so damn good. It's so, so good. They have the, I've told you they grow their own proprietary chili.
Yeah, I've heard this 37 times.
And you still haven't gone there. You ask me why I do it.
No, I'm not going to.
And I explain every time. It's transcendent. It's so good. And then I get the ped catfish with the green peppercorns and the little eggplants. And oh, man. That's got a red chili paste in it.
You done?
Kind of hungry again. I didn't do the fish sandwich. I did the fried fish chunks and the red chili paste, so I needed something.
Join the Score at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score Lid's gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago
Cubs.
Are you
Cubs. Sick?
No, my voice is... It's just not recovered from the weekend.
Yeah, you sound a little rocky.
I am a little rocky.
All right.
A little iffy on the old speaking thing. Mm-hmm.
This whole show's a little iffy.
Yep, and starting this season, every game, that's Cubs games, that, by the way, will be heard on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are the Chicago's home for Cubs. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm yawning.
Jeez, you just swallowed your mic muff.
No, you're boring me.
Wow.
Would be the first time.
Coming from him.
Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by the Chicago Golf Show. It's the original, the biggest, and the best.
Boars and Bernstein.
I am tired.
Oh, I am. Oh, Flossie, Dicky. Let me tell you something. And again, name not a job description. That's a soundbite of any year. I'm so tired. Poor, I know that.
Poor lady.
I'm with her. Get out of her kitchen. Go away.
I don't think it's a house. I think she's in a home.
She's in a home.
She's in a better place.
Where the buffalo roam. She can't be in a home. She runs the home.
You know, we were talked a little bit yesterday about this issue with these new Paterno statues that the sculptors are making. Mm-hmm. The same people that cast the original statue that's been mothballed. Yeah. And nobody knows where it is or if it's ever coming out. And I got so angry again reading the Philly.com piece with these two cousins. And we just sort of mentioned it in passing that they're recasting two Paterno statues. Instead of the "We're Number One," it's going to be a clenched fist held high in further defiance. And one of them they want to give to the Paterno family. And the other one,
to give them something too.
The other one they want to take around the country. They want to have it stop at museums and locations around the country, and they say it's for all the fans and the people that bleed blue and white.
It just had Joe stuffed.
And they want the image to be making a statement. And there's
statement are you making?
The statement is we don't care about 32 victims that have been paid $93 million. And this what bothers me more is that the website, Philly.com, which I think, is that the Daily News or the Inquirer? I don't know which site that's affiliated with.
I'm
not
sure.
One of the major papers. They asked for official comment from Penn State and official comment from the Paterno family. And neither one is saying anything.
Of course not.
And I understand the family isn't, because they need all the help they get. They love it. Because that's just... And it's the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's their site. Thank you, Tanya. They love it. Because it gives, you know, it fans the flames of the crazy people, of the Joe Bots, because they still think somehow this name that's irreparably harmed can be redeemed, and that none of the sworn testimony existed, none of the statements to investigators ever happened, everything that the attempts to get Sandusky a job at Altoona, telling Sandusky along the way, "Oh, you're never going to be head coach here," because they knew exactly what was going on. They knew for at least a decade, and probably much longer. But for the school to not shout this down, that's shameful. if you are not decrying it as a university, if you are not publicly, actively distancing yourself
from this. Where are the crazies there that love them? There was a lot of voices.
That's the thing, is they don't want to. But if you are not publicly saying this, the university has nothing to do with this and does not sanction any of this, it's very simple. And you don't have to be angry about it, but you can simply say the university is entirely uninvolved in this and takes no position, et cetera.
Yeah.
But to have no comment, to be silent on it, that's an endorsement. That's an endorsement. And the fact is, ever since Rodney Erickson was ousted as president in favor of Barron from Florida State, and ever since the new athletic director came in, Sandy Barber, they're talking like they want to put the original statue back up.
Yeah.
Went back and found the quotes. Sandy Barber to USA Today. If and or when there comes a time, the statue, will be in good shape. And then Eric Barron went back. He softened the university's stance, because remember what actually was said the first time. Rodney Erickson said the statue had to come down because it would represent a recurring wound for victims. That's his quote. And another quote, a source of division and an obstacle to healing. But apparently that's not the case when it comes to the new president.
Apparently not.
Because he says, a decision is not imminent. I will follow a process of deliberation and discussion that will take time. And that's why they can't say anything now. That's why the school can't say, no, we do not sanction this. This is taking place, even though the statue is going to be traveling around. And they'll charge money for it, and they'll get money, and the zombies will line up. They'll get what they want. They'll get paid because people want to take their pictures with it.
I kind of figured in the long run that that's what would happen anyway.
32 victims.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number of settlements, not just the ones involved in the criminal case. Those are the numbers that receive payouts from the university. And that was at last count. And every few months they have an audit and they have to update that number. So that number is showing no signs of getting any smaller. And it is showing signs of getting larger. 32 victims, 32, $93 million. And nobody says boo about these guys in their secret location.
No,
creating another statue that can travel around, and it the statement that makes is, we don't care about victims. We don't care.
Well, the loudmouths from the first time who are so staunch defenders and all that stuff, they're getting their way. You don't have to say anything. Getting their way. Those who loved it the first time around still love him. I mean, if you could actually, in any part of your soul, find that you would still feel that way. I mean, there's something so wrong with you. This isn't going to change. Time isn't going to change it.
No, we know who they think the victims are. And they think they are the victims.
Yeah, they are the victims.
Because they've had to create worlds in which this sworn testimony doesn't exist. They have to create worlds in which the published statements to investigators didn't happen. Worlds in which certain emails weren't sent.
Right.
Worlds in which Joe Paterno didn't call the University of Pennsylvania, Altoona, to say, hey, can we start a football program there that Jerry Sandusky can run so he's not on our campus anymore? Wonder why that was. Match up the timelines on that.
I'm not, you know, the least bit. I mean, I think that their initial reaction told you an awful lot, and that even those, and my guess would be that even those who maybe weren't, to me, if you're silent, so many people were silent as they were, that tells me something, too. That tells me something, too, where they really stand. They may not say anything this time either, but I know where they really stand.
But that's a big change in policy for a university president at one point to talk about it as a recurring wound and a divisive point. And then the guy that follows him says, well, I'll think about it. I'm gonna deliberate. And it shows you how much power from without and within the Joe Bots have gained, and just how warm a nest and how cozy a reception, how much oxygen they get to be able to continue to rot that school from the inside out.
And they don't care.
Well,
they don't care.
The school doesn't want to shout them down. When things like this happen, they need to be exposed. Lights have to shine on them. Sunlight has to disinfect it. They've got to be exposed. And this thing, with all of these victims, with everything that's been said, and the university won't answer a phone call from the Philadelphia Inquirer, how do you feel about this? You should return the phone call and say, we don't feel well about it at all. We don't like the look. But they don't say that because they don't mind it. Because they know how many crazy people make up their constituency. And it's not just this loudmouth minority. It's not just that.
No.
People want to say it is, but that is that the university is still being pulled in that direction of not feeling that they can dare continue to say something bad about somebody who knowingly facilitated a minimum of 32 child molestations.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum, I think.
That's the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. That's how twisted it still is. And it's never going to stop making me sick. To see that picture of these two guys, these cousins, who they're standing there, both of them with their fists in the air, trying to emulate the statue. It's not a number one. Now it's a fist. Now it's, yeah, screw you, rest of the world that doesn't like child molestation. Screw you. It's never coming back. You can get your 409 wins, because those are just wins and nobody cares. It's just football. But people whose own self-worth is still so tied up into this cult that surrounds this guy and this name, it is never going to stop making me sick. Or angry. More angry than ever.
I knew we hadn't heard the last of them in a long time. I said it. We hadn't heard the last of them.
Your school's paid almost $100 million and still, oh, look, the statue is going to make a tour. Let's stop by. Let's get our picture taken next to it. Let's get Franco and his cardboard cut out.
It's unreal, isn't it? I mean, it's just, I'm not the least bit surprised. Look, that's what they wanted. They thought they could wait it out and what they've gained is silence.
Yeah, my guess is it will be back on campus. If the original will be back,
no question,
it will be reinstalled. And as more victims arise, as more settlements are paid out, they will get the message that here's your money. We don't care about you. We don't care. This is what we care about.
Yeah.
Boris and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boris and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Vontaze Burfict has had some time to reflect on him going upside Antonio Brown's head in that wildcard game and now says, upon further review, if it had been anybody else, it would have been a clean hit. Quote, I play hard. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. My style of play is aggressive and the game has changed. And if I have to change with it and that play right there, I think if it wasn't number 55, I wouldn't have gotten flagged. End quote. Wait, what? Look, you're wrong. Anybody wearing any number would have gotten flagged for laying that kind of lumber. My man, before you talk about that play, maybe you should actually watch that play. There are at least 50 YouTubes and Vines that you can pull up if you need to see it. Never mind trying to make a play. It looked like you were trying to end AB's life. I'm Jim Rome.
Attention citizens, do not adjust your radio dial. Weird Al Yankovic, the return of the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Prepare for music and humor. It's a rock comedy multimedia extravaganza. Weird Al Yankovic, the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Tickets on sale this Friday morning at 10 through the box office, starplazatheater.com, and ticketmaster.com. Be there. It's mandatory.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl? Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
More happen.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boys and Boys in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, Rich Campbell will join us. The Combine is upon us. It's here. We've been talking about Penn State and really getting away with it all over again. Just boldly and without much resistance that I see, getting their way. Just like they've always gotten their way.
In Cedar Rapids, Dwayne is on the score. Hello, Dwayne. You're on Boers and Bernstein.
Thank you. I want to say I totally agree with you about the whole Penn State thing. I graduated from high school in Pittsburgh back in 1979, and I had a few friends that went to Penn State. I got on Facebook a little over a year ago
Ooh.
And reached out to a couple of them, and it was sick. they would post things about Penn State and show the great fanfare at the football games, and they would put up pictures of Paterno and say, remember the greatest and all this stuff. And I just looked at this stuff, and I'm like, they don't get it. They are totally oblivious to what the outside world thinks of the whole thing, I think. And I just don't understand it, because it was such a crime, and so many were hurt by the whole thing, and yet they go on, like you say, like nothing even happened. And it just dumbfounded me, and I ended up just cutting contact, because it just made me sick.
Well, it should.
About how they
it's
went
a great
on
choice.
And on.
And, yeah, that's the right choice.
I just couldn't understand it, and I just didn't know what to do. I wanted to reach out and say, what are you doing? But at the same time, I'm like, I don't think they, even if we talked about it, they would get it.
They can't be reasoned with.
No,
no. My experience,
no.
Duane, is they're not reasonable human beings, and the brainwashing that has gone on for a lot of people from the moment that they've been spoken to by their parents or to growing up in that culture, that for that to have been so upset by the, having to reconcile the knowledge of what their fallen idol actually did, it makes them, they cease to be who they think they are, and they have to construct fantasy worlds to remain whole people. Otherwise, they can't seem to function.
Well, if I can add one more thing. My brother went to Pitt, and he graduated from Pitt, and he never liked Penn State, and he always made the point that since Penn State was down in the valley, it was like they could do anything they wanted, and yet they wouldn't get the coverage as any other school would that's in a bigger metropolitan area like Pitt or, you know what I'm saying, Illinois, whatever. And it was so crazy that this all blew up, you know, because finally somebody had gotten in there and, like, noticed this and made news of it, and then it just blew up on the university. And yet it's like you say, they're just away from – everything, and they just go about like nothing happened.
Duane, geographical isolation was significant, and there's a reason why when they wanted to expand the airport, Joe Paterno made sure it didn't happen. There was a reason when they wanted to widen the roads in and out of Happy Valley.
Oh, I've been on that road.
Joe Paterno made sure that didn't happen. He understood that there was something significant and valuable to him regarding geographical isolation. I do suggest that you see the award-winning documentary Happy Valley by Amir Barlev, and he does a wonderful job cinematically with establishment shots of setting up the oppressive isolation of Happy Valley, of where it is, of how just ensconced in one little area, literally in a valley, that school is in State College. And it plays like a horror movie. The tactics that are used for establishment shots, the geographical claustrophobia of being among some alien people who have developed in a way because of the lack of contact with the outside world, it's well established in the film, and it gets to you after a while. And when it finally concludes, you by the third act of the movie, all you can think of is, I've got to get out of here. And he conveys it nicely, but that's you're absolutely right about that observation. Derek is calling
just
from
not,
his car.
You know, I mean, they've never really went away. It just never, and all over this. This is you know, we do sports for a living, not who I am, but we do it for a living, and it's sad that all of this is wrapped in sports, because I'll never understand it.
Derek, you're on the score.
Never.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
I always kind of felt, after all this came about, that it was a big enough crime for the Big Ten to have stepped in and maybe parted ways with the University of Penn State.
Nah.
Am I wrong feeling that way?
Well, I mean, I can't say you're wrong feeling that way, but that's something that I wouldn't have ever thought was...
No.
Going to happen, because it's not good for their business at this point. But yeah, but that's, I mean, I don't want to go back here. We're specifically talking about what's happening now. What's happening now with these statue designers saying they're going to make two more Joe Paterno statues, and they're going to take one of them on a national tour to make a statement. with a fist in the air, and they wanted pictures of them in the Philly Inquirer, pictures of them with their fists in the air, because they're victims too. They're mad too. They're going to make a statement, and they're going to bring the Paterno statue all over the country to make sure people can have access to it and see their great statement. Okay. Yeah, you're making a statement, all right. And so's the school by not saying anything. The school should be telling them, we would prefer that you don't do this. And the school should be saying publicly, this has nothing to do with Penn State University, because the school understands the statement that this makes to victims and how it drags them through again, how it re-victimizes these 32 innocent boys who are now mad.
Going to do it, though.
No, they're not.
Not interested.
They are not interested.
Nope. Nope. Weren't the first time. Not this time either. They're going to do their thing. And here it is.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. We will talk some football after the top of the hour with Rich Campbell of the Tribune.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The Bulls are back at the UC tomorrow night, where they're 18-10. They welcome the 10th place Wizards. Pau Gasol missed practice today with the flu and is listed as probable. The Blackhawks and Nashville skate Thursday on home ice. Marcus Kruger skated today. Marian Hossa is expected to skate later this week. Major League Baseball position players reported today in Arizona. The White Sox held their first workout. The Cubs get things started tomorrow. TSN reported that Jose Bautista asked the Blue Jays for a 5-year, $150 million contract. When asked about the report, Bautista said it was false. The 40-year-old hit 40 home runs with 114 RBIs last year for the Blue Jays. NFL, the league may have screwed players out of over $100 million. They actually hid it from them. Players will receive about $50 million of that back, and the salary cap will increase by $1.5 million in the coming season. The Combine began today. Rich Campbell joins B&B in about a half hour for a live report. Washington Redskins president Bruce Allen confirmed today that RG3 will not return to the team for next season. That came as a very, very, very big surprise to everyone. And the Wolves lost to Grand Rapids this afternoon, 5-0 at Allstate Arena. Join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Dennis Rasmussen at Binney's Beverage Depot in Evergreen Park Friday from 7 to 8:30 for the 2016 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. No outside memorabilia will be signed, not even by Jay Zawoski. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks, and transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Cubs baseball.
And at 4:30, we're talking about the latest shenanigans at Penn State, and just sickening, really. I mean, it's just sickening. But we were over this once, man. We went over this territory, and we saw what we were dealing with the first time, didn't we?
Oh, continually.
Yeah, and still. Nothing's changed.
I saw it when I was at the Siskel Film Center for the premiere of Happy Valley. You know, Eldon Ham was nice enough to invite me out there to lead the discussion afterward, and there were Joe Botts there. Who kept saying things like, have you been to Happy Valley? Have you been? And the response, and I'm saying, did you just watch that movie? If you watch that movie, nobody.
Why do you need to be there?
And nobody who's never been there would ever want to be there.
No.
Because it's showing you exactly what is happening. And the way it's filmed describes a place, explains a place that you want to get out of as quickly as possible because the people there are not right. There is way too big an influence by Joe Paterno in college football. And you see it now. You see it even now that the school itself is so afraid of the people in that town and from that town and of that town and of that school, still so afraid that they can't say boo to this latest project.
No, they've made their point to them.
They've empowered them.
They've made their point.
Yeah, they've made their point, and the school now has been scolded. They're turtling. They've softened. Where originally they said we can't have this statue up, now they kind of say, "Well, you know, maybe it will." And the statue's in great shape in case we ever want to put it back up. And then magically, all the 32 boys will be unraped. Here's Quad City's Pat on the score. Hi, Pat.
Hi, guys. I can't believe we're still talking about this.
Well, it keeps happening.
I know, it's crazy. The quick point I was going to make too is.
The other thing that this does with the new statues and the university not saying anything about it and all that, it pretty much shuts down anybody else coming forward with more disclosures. Because, you know, the 32 have come forward, but you can guarantee there's a hell of a lot more than 32.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And no doubt. So now, I mean, now would you have any incentive to come forward that the university is basically countenancing, you know, all of this again?
That's a great point, and I hadn't thought of it from your professional perspective. The chilling effect that this would have when the statement that you're making to others who have been molested is
you're not on the side of the victim.
Is we don't care.
You're right. You're mainstream. Yeah. Your idea.
Thanks, Pat.
Is not. Thank you, Pat. As always, is not on. Your thinking is not with them. You're different. You're different now. They're not interested in it. They're interested in it. They wouldn't let this happen. They would have said something. They didn't hear it.
Jason next on the score. Hello, Jason.
Hey, I just wanted to know what the NCAA had to say about any of this at all. And I'm sorry.
Oh, Jason, we're not going to go back and do this. There was a long list of penalties that were brought down, and there were wins vacated, there were scholarships taken away, and then they allowed them some things to be returned on good behavior, and then they reinstated some of the wins. I mean, it was the NCAA didn't handle anything particularly well either. But I don't care about the number of victories because that doesn't matter. It's not about football. But then they decided, because of people crying and screaming and begging, and because it was largely mishandled on a lot of levels by the NCAA, they reinstated some of their scholarships. Rocco in Northbrook, you're on WSCR.
Yeah, I was just wondering if the university would remain silent if a bunch of people paraded with a three-person statue. Sandusky with a little boy and Paterno.
Okay, I don't know where these calls are coming from. Tom and Elgin, you're on the score.
Good afternoon. I just heard a little bit about that story, and I'm wondering, can't Penn State say something to the extent like, you know, if you're going to parade that statue around the country, we don't want you using our name, our likeness, our anything like that. They don't have to necessarily come out and say we don't approve, but by doing that, they're saying they don't approve.
Well, it depends what they own, because the initial designer, these were just the people that actually sculpted the clay that was eventually cast in bronze. The designer of the statue hasn't been available for comment either, and I don't know if the university actually owns the design of the statue. If they commissioned it, and I would imagine the university and or the artist actually own it. So I don't know what would be in their jurisdiction to say can't use this, can't use that. I'm sure they can say don't use the name of the university. But the point is, they don't want to. They're happy to have the university affiliate. Point, yeah. The larger point is
they don't want to.
That they gain from this, because so many people associated with the university want this. They feel good. Because they would prefer that Paterno be lionized rather than there be any sensitivity toward the 32 victims and more. But I hadn't thought about Pat's point, that this then basically tells anybody else who has yet to come forward, forget it, not interested, don't bother. Because this is what we think. This is where we are. We've planted our flag on this side of it. They won't say it now, but they'll say, well, I'm considering it. And then the athletic director says, well, if and when that happens, I'm sorry, you made your call then. Because you've gone so far from what the previous president said, who said all the right things very, very clearly, and the previous trustees that have since quit because they saw what was building, who since had to walk out of there when you had the former athletes and Lubrano and all the crazy people.
Yeah.
And believe me, I've heard from people who've been in the board meetings who have reached out to me to say you wouldn't believe what's going on here, especially the stuff regarding Lubrano, who is the leader of the internal crazy posse, people who know him well, who say it's all you think and 10 times worse, and he's not stopping. That's the force of a lot of it. It just sucks. And it sucks to dredge up all these feelings, and they scab over every once in a while, and then you see this, and you realize it's still damn there.
Mm-hmm.
Orson Bernstein, you've got WSCR, the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Wines start to go quickly. The good news is that while there are a handful that have already sold out, I saw the Lot 470 Petite Syrah that's selling for $15. My God, of course that's sold out fast, but you still have a chance here. It's today only. CHWine.com, Cameron Hughes Wine. And you know how Cameron does this. This is high-end wine from the best vineyards that in years when there's too much, Cameron Hughes cuts a deal with him. He says, look, I'll take it off your hands. Let's not let it go to waste. I'll buy it. And then not he doesn't disclose where it comes from. He can give you a general idea. You can hear, I don't know, Oakville. You can hear North Coast. You can hear some areas and get a pretty good idea where this juice is coming from. But you're paying often less than half the price. And today only, up to 30% off in additional savings. And these aren't just pedestrian everyday wines either. There are some, here's some Chardonnays, there's some blends here for under $10. But you're talking 90-point Napa cabs. You're talking ones that can sit on your rack in your cellar for another 15 years. Lot 444, Meritage, is $16. The Lot 600, 2013 Oakville Gold Medal Cab, $22. Lot 599, 2013 Napa Cab, another gold medal winner. It's $22. And if you buy three bottles or more, it ships for free. You also get a free sommelier corkscrew. It's a $25 value. So it's over 30% off select wines and free shipping on three or more. Wine's heavy. It's expensive to ship. This is an incredible deal. You should be grabbing a case of this before this is done. It's one day only. It expires at midnight. You've got to use my code DAN at checkout, D-A-N. Go to chwine.com. Shop the Fatten Your Cellar page to get these wines I'm describing at a crazy discount while they last. Enter my code DAN at checkout. Free shipping on three bottles or more. It is delivered right to you. This is a no-brainer. So this is on until midnight. CHWine.com. Code DAN. Get this now.
The Auto Show sales event all month long. Now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Get huge savings and 0% financing on hundreds of new Chevys, including Equinox, Impala, Cruze, Camaro, and the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for only $179 a month. The Auto Show sales event all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright place to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. 36-month lease, $29.99. New at lease inception to qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
And you've got Voice of Racing, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, Rich Campbell, our buddy from the Tribune, will join us. We'll catch up on the Combine. Big first day at the Combine.
It always is. That's when they start weighing in, and you get your first look at the guys on the hoof, and you see who's in shape, you see who's not in shape. Speaking of which, did you see that Mike Kruko, the broadcaster for the San Francisco Giants, has actually now declared that Kung Fu Panda Pablo Sandoval has what he calls an eating disorder? Now, I don't know that technically he can, you know, he whether or not he has an eating disorder. Yeah. It's not technically a disorder if a guy's just fat. It's not a psychological diagnosable disorder all the time. Sometimes he just doesn't care and he likes to eat and he's fat.
That's what he says.
Right?
Basically, yeah, that's what he says too. Yeah, he's not he said, look at here, here's the new me, same as the old me. Okay.
Oh, it's bigger than the old you though.
Yeah. He was told to lose 25 pounds. They asked him if he wouldn't mind terribly losing 25 pounds, so let his cat go. I mean, I don't know what he did, but he ate away his off season, and he was horribly out of shape last year. And now it's no longer so much fun and games. Never is in Boston, but now they're the favorite to win the division. Now it sort of matters again when you spent the money they spent. It can't be like, well, yeah, we'll let Tubby get. No, you're not going to just let Tubby mosey along.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, he is. It's not.
Would they pay him $95 million or $85 million?
Does it matter?
No, I'm just wondering how much he can spend.
I mean, but like you say, it's not funny. I mean, he is really.
He's huge.
He's grotesquely huge.
Uh-huh.
And if he is saying he doesn't care,
I said,
no.
This is what you got, and you know, I mean, it's basically saying, yeah, I know you probably need him around. You spent a lot of money on him. That's why I asked. You spent a lot of money on him, so you probably need him around. But to me, this is a very difficult thing for you to manage when this guy, particularly if he plays like he did last year. He just wasn't any good at baseball anymore, and I don't know how he's going to get better doing this. But if you have the designs and the belief that you spent a lot of money in the offseason, that you can win this division, can make it back to the playoffs and get your shot at the wheel again. How am I going to put him out there every day knowing that, first of all, he's not reliable, something's going to happen to him right away. And I mean, I can't do that. I'm starting a season with the belief I'm going to win. What did they give Price?
Oh, God.
It's like was it $270 million or something?
Yeah. They told him to drop 25 pounds.
Told him to drop 25.
He gained weight.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he's bigger. It's not like he...
Unashamedly. Yeah.
He didn't just not lose weight.
No, he finds it amusing. I'm his boss, I don't find it amusing.
He has stretch marks on his gut. That means he's gaining weight fast. And I don't know that you could say he's got an eating disorder or not.
I don't know what he's got. All I know is that I would be hard-pressed to start the season with him at third base. I mean, I don't know what my alternatives are, but I'd certainly take a look. They're moving Hanley Ramirez again. He's going to play first this year, something he's never played before. Now we know he didn't like it last year when they moved him to left field. Oh, very, very unhappy, very angry, and very bad.
Here's Kruko and KNBR. It's unfortunate. We love the guy. He was amazing in our uniform and amazing for our city. There's no more charismatic guy that I've ever met than this guy. You can't help but love this guy. He's just one of those people you want to be around. He wants to be around. And it's unfortunate. I mean, he has an eating disorder. It's plain and simple. He can't control himself. But just observing that a guy puts on a lot of weight and is fat is not the same as saying that you know someone has an eating disorder.
Unless he's been diagnosed, I don't know one way or the other, because he was heavy some of those years in Frisco, if you recall, too. It was a constant battle they fought, but he played well for them. Played well for them. I mean, well enough to get a huge contract and a huge dinner. So, all I know is that when you start doing this, whether he's got an eating disorder or whether he doesn't, I can't count on him. He didn't play well last year, and he comes back heavier. Now, that's going to make him better at baseball again? I mean, I just went through this miserable season. Well, right. Everybody on the team was unhappy. Nobody cared anymore. They all wanted to quit because it was such a miserable experience for him. I don't want to restart that engine. I don't want to do that again. I don't think there's one guy on your team that you should let do as the hell as he wants to. No, you shouldn't. How you go? What's your lesson to the rest of them?
I'm not sure how you manage. Well, it depends who it came from. Did that request come from the manager, or did that request come from above the manager?
I thought above the manager.
Well, then it might be different, because then you're not affecting the way the manager is talking to the rest of the players, because you always want to try to maintain some consistency in that regard.
But, well, you do, but he's also important to what you want done.
You got to negotiate that into the deal, though. To me, it's on the Red Sox.
Agreed.
Put a clause in there.
Agreed.
Put a clause in. Put a clause in. And just,
I've never done it in the first place.
Right, well, but even if you do it, say that we're not going to.
He's not going to sign that with a clause in it. He's not going to do that. I would bet on it. His agent, Pablo, come here, take a look at this. I mean, I didn't understand it. I don't understand it now. And I don't, I'm showing great confidence in this team. What do you have left? Some young players that I like too. I like some of the young players. But now you're in the position where, you know, Price is 30 or 31. You don't have a lot of years here where you're saying, yeah, we can keep going with this. We can keep rolling the dice here and see how. No, we don't.
This is from Rudy, who says, I can't muster the anger that I used to for this particular Joe Paterno statue story, because it's exactly how I knew this would play out. I knew the statue would come back. I knew the wins would come back.
Just waiting.
And I'd bet that in the next 10 to 20 years, ESPN will do their stupid little show from Happy Valley, and it all gets watered down and people forget, and they'll wistfully remember Joe Pa. I did have to Google Paterno to find the story you're talking about, and Wikipedia lists his quotes in my sidebar. It says, success without honor is an unseasoned dish. It will satisfy your hunger, but it won't taste good. And now I'm back to being really pissed off, so thank you. Yeah, the actual statue, the actual mothballed statue has yet to come back, but the school has softened the stance on it and says, well, you know, we'll take it under advisement. The president says that he's deliberating. The athletic director says the statue's in good shape. But independently, the sculptors of the original, not the designer, not the original artist, but the people that sculpted the clay, are making two new versions with a little change. Now it's an upraised fist instead of just the index finger in the air saying we're number one. But one, they say, that is going to be a gift to the Paterno family once it's recast in bronze. They're paying for it themselves. And the other, they plan on taking on a nationwide tour. So as they say, they can make a statement.
Yeah.
That's a lovely statement that you make. And the call we took from Quad City Pat, who's the Illinois DCFS investigator who deals with child abuse every day of his working life, says that something like this is what will actively dissuade other Sandusky victims from coming forward and presenting their case to the university for their fair share of the what's approaching $100 million in settlement money. I hadn't really had thought of that consideration, that when you paint yourself as not on their side, then why should somebody say, oh, wow, really? This is what it means to you? Because university hasn't said anything. they will not come out and say, don't do this, or we are not affiliated with this. As far as I know, they have yet to respond to for any in any official capacity to any questioning about it. They are hiding because they know this is generally good for them.
Yeah, awful, awful place.
He's Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune is next from the Combine to tell us about what the Bears are thinking, what the Bears are seeing, what the Bears are doing. So don't go anywhere. You have the score.
The Spiegel and Golf Show.
Scottie Pippen, for me as a kid, was everything. Watching Scottie on a nightly basis take apart whoever he was defending. Didn't care about his own points.
The Spiegel and Golf Show. Weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Attention citizens, do not adjust your radio dial. Weird Al Yankovic, the return of the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Prepare for music. It's a rock comedy multimedia extravaganza. Weird Al Yankovic, the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Tickets on sale this Friday morning at 10 through the box office, starplazatheater.com, and ticketmaster.com. Be there. It's mandatory.
$9.99. Just use the code DAN at checkout. Vistaprint offers custom cards, t-shirts, and more. All for under $10. Their products are great for anyone starting a new company, any kind of new venture. You don't have to be a design expert to use it either. Vistaprint offers a wide variety of styles and selections and pre-designs for a ton of different industries. If you need help, just call customer service. Call the custom design services. The people are amazing, always helpful. And Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you'll love your products or they'll make it right. Vistaprint has this special offer just because you're listening right now. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. When you get to checkout, use the code DAN, D-A-N. That is up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. It's great quality, easy to customize. You can't beat this price. So to redeem the offer and get 500 custom business cards for $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, design your card, then enter the code DAN at checkout. That's just DAN. Easy enough. An exciting offer. It's a great product. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
1-877 cards for kids, K-A-R-S cards for kids, 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, K-A-R-S cards for kids, 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income